Pierre Brown is a striking poet-songwriter with a haunting voice and unmistakable style. Daughter of the Midwestern folk legend Greg Brown, who exposed her to traditional and rural folk music, her new CD is called One and All, and it's a colorful soundscape where Americana, indie rock, and raw folk come together. And she joins me now to talk about it. Pierre Brown, welcome to Center Stage Minnesota.
Hi there.
So considering your dad was Greg Brown, was music big in your life when you were growing up?
Yes, it was. It was huge. I actually grew up, I spent a lot of my childhood with my mom, who was a single working mom down in Alabama. But I definitely, the early years, spent a lot of time in southeastern Iowa, where a lot of my family played music. So it was further back than my dad, even my great-grandfather played the banjo. My great-grandmother played the pump organ. My dad's Uncle Roscoe played guitar, and my grandmother played guitar in church. So there was just all kinds of music, and the family often got together and played. And there was other musicians down there that were friends of the family that also would take part in jams and whatnot. So there was just a very familiar, solid foundation in all that music when I was a really young girl. So when I moved down to Alabama and spent tons of time alone, music was a real kind of a, I don't know what you call it, lifeline, I guess, for me. I played piano a lot, and I listened to music like a, you know, maniac. So it was just something that was always there.
So it's always kind of been an outlet for you, but when did you start creating your own music?
Well, like I said, I mean, I think, I mean, when I was a girl, I did that, and it was so familiar and really more of a way of dealing with the world than any kind of big dreams for what I might do with it later. It wasn't until I picked up a guitar in my 20s that I started writing songs that I felt like I might bring out into the world beyond my room or beyond my friends and family.
Who are your influences?
Well, there's way too many to name, that's for sure. I got really into Led Zeppelin when I was a teenager, and also at that same time got really into a lot of country blues music, and I was pretty much obsessed with it. And I spent hours and hours and days and months and years listening to a lot of country blues music. So if I had to name one style that's influenced me the most, it's probably just the country blues and the Chicago blues and the Texas blues. All those various forms of blues have really influenced me as a songwriter, especially.
That's Pierre Brown. We're talking about her latest album, One and All. The first song we're going to hear is Wishes Falling Through the Rain. Would you tell me about this one?
You know, I can't really remember writing that song, actually. It's one of those ones that just landed. I can't really tell you much more about it than what you're going to hear.
This is Wishes Falling Through the Rain from Pierre Brown's new album, One and All, on Center Stage Minnesota.
Stars broken like arrows, clouds pacing by rainbows, wishes falling. Just pictures on windows, your face soft as the light goes, wishes falling through the rain. All this love can't be vain. Sometimes the end is just the end. Sometimes time starts again.
Wishes Falling Through the Rain from Pieta Brown's latest album, One and All. So tell me about this CD.
The thing I remember about making it is that we had a lot of fun in the studio, and that was something I was intent on doing, because you go in to make a record, sometimes you get worked up and you kind of lose sight of just enjoying yourself in the studio. So that was one thing I was determined to do. And I really did. I made it with players that I'd played with before. Everybody in the studio was someone I had worked with before, which was part of the fun. They were all like brothers. And I made it in town in Iowa City. So I just got to drive across town and go to work. And when I was done, I got to sleep in my own bed, which was fun. A lot of times you're in some strange hotel in a strange town, and then I had a pretty strong sonic vision when we went in the studio to make One and All. We used two drummers, which I was really excited about. We all played live. The two drummers thing was kind of the core of the record, just having that groove be the central part of the record, kind of right behind the songs.
Why do you create music? What draws you to it?
Oh, I wish I knew. It's just one of those things. It's like breathing for me. It feels really natural. And writing and songwriting is just, it's a true lifeline for me. It helps me make it through the world.
That's Pieta Brown. The next song we're going to hear from your new CD, One and All, is Never Did Belong. What can you tell me about this one?
I wrote that song on the piano. I do remember writing that song. I had kind of received some sad news from a friend and sat down at the piano and wrote that song. A friend had lost somebody that was really close to her, and it was a sad story. But I think everybody can relate to that feeling of not belonging.
That's Pieta Brown, and this is Never Did Belong on Center Stage Minnesota.
There's a boat out on the ocean, boat rocking out in the sea. I still come down to the water, 'cause you never came back to me. My sweet bonny boy, my sweet loving child, out there across the waves, I know you're letting your heart run wild. 'Cause you never did belong, you never did belong. No chains, no shackles, no love to hold. Oh, you never did belong. still have your record in Iceland. And I still don't know where you came from, but I remember watching you leave.
Never Did Belong from Pieter Brown's new album, One and All. So what inspires you?
Pretty much everything does. Like, it always finds a way in there. I think songwriting and music, art, all of that stuff is kind of under one big umbrella for me, but for me, it really is. It's a response to the world. It's a way of dealing with the universe and this life, and so it all does. I think if you're not inspired by everything, then I'm maybe gotta turn off the television and wake up. I'm not sure. There's so much going on. I feel like one lifetime is not even near enough time to begin being an artist.
Your music tells stories and your songs have characters, but overall, is there a message in your music, or is there something that your music is about?
I don't feel like there's any one message, no. I mean, as a human being, I have, you know, I'd like to spread love and hope and peace, but I don't feel like that's always what I'm getting after as an artist, you know, because there's a lot of other things besides that in the world.
That's Pieter Brown, and the next song we're going to hear from your new album is Shake, and this might be my favorite one on the CD, just because it grabs you in just a kind of a strange way, and it's impossible to stop listening. Would you tell me about this one?
Oh, that's just a dance number, I guess, if you like the slow dance. That's another one that I really don't remember writing. I live next door to a mosque, actually, and I remember that right before I wrote that song, it was summertime, and I remember we had the windows open, and they would take the kids outside, and they'd be singing these really beautiful melodies out in this back parking lot, and they'd come drift up through the window, and there was some about those melodies, you know, they're different than what you hear every day on the radio in the United States, or what I hear mostly on my records that I play, that found its way into that song, just the music.
That's Pieter Brown, and from One and All, this is Shake on Center Stage Minnesota.
Don't wanna listen, you're talking it. you are, who you think you are. You dream up snow, light the fire will cut you across the wire, across the wire. Poses, no black leather, no pretty roses, pretty roses. No more sobbing, no more break. Don't wanna listen to no more drag, no more drag.
That was Shake from One and All, the latest CD from Pieta Brown. What's your most exciting 8 seconds as an artist?
Most exciting 8 seconds. I don't know how to answer that one. I think it's just those moments when the songs come in. That's pretty exciting. And every once in a while, a song will land just as if you didn't even have to write it at all or really give it much thought. And when you get that feeling like that's about to happen, I get pretty excited about that.
So when you're not recording albums or out performing, like, what do you do for fun when you just have your own time?
Oh, I love hanging out with my family and my friends. That's about my favorite thing in the world. I really love being outside and walking out in the woods. I love going out to hear live music. I love listening to vinyl records, but I'll listen to music on anything. I'm a big music fan.
I am talking with Pieta Brown, and the last song we'll hear from your new album, One and All, is It Wasn't That. What can you tell me about this one?
I wrote that one. I remember I wrote that in a little dressing room, some kind of, I can't remember where it was, might have been even been in Iowa. I was doing a show with Bo Ramsey, and John Penner was on bass. We were sitting in a room and they were talking, and I was playing my guitar and that song tumbled out. I was trying to be cool about it and jot the words down in my notebook, but I remember that song landed with those guys sitting right there in the room.
Cool. Well, Pieta Brown, thank you so much for joining me on Center Stage Minnesota. One and All is a great album, and it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate the support.
And this is It Wasn't That on Center Stage Minnesota.
It wasn't that I didn't want. It wasn't there, I didn't get you. No, no, no. didn't need you. It wasn't there, I couldn't feel you. No, 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 it wasn't so bad. It wasn't there, that was all we had. No, 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 it wasn't there. Got a lot of things on my mind, always feel like I'm running out of time. Time's spinning, the world's falling flat, but I know it isn't just that.
It Wasn't That, from Pieta Brown's latest CD, One and All. Thanks again, Pieta. That was a lot of fun. You can hear this interview and all of our conversations archived at kaxe.org and click on Center Stage Minnesota. You can also get links to all the artists you hear.